of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on NPR.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.
The broadcast of Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio is made possible by Realty Capital Securities. Hosting a commercial real estate program workshop 11 a.m. January 20th and 21st at the Dominion Club. Reservations at 804-355-401K. That's 804-355-401K. Time for another session with the PolitiFact Virginia guys at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. PolitiFact Virginia is a fact checking unit at the Times-Dispatch. And again, with us this morning, we have PolitiFact Virginia editor Warren Fisk and a newcomer to the staff, Jacob Geiger. Welcome, Jacob. We'll talk to you in a minute. But first, Warren, I want to ask you about one of the latest items you investigated for the facts. Eric Cantor, House Majority Leader now in Washington, made a statement that health care law, the new health care reform law passed last year, contains 10 years of taxes for 6 years of benefits. You checked it out. What did you find?
Well, this was a complicated one. The largest so-called benefit of the health care bill, the establishment of health care exchanges that allow affordable access to coverage, doesn't go into effect until 2014. And 90% of the taxes that pay for the health care bill don't go into effect until 2014 either. It's true that until 2014, the government will be collecting taxes for health care reform that are in excess of the costs of the benefits under the bill. But Cantor's statement implies that there are no benefits available now, and that's wrong. In fact, some of the most popular benefits of the health care bill are now available. There's tax credits for many small businesses that contribute to coverage. Insurance companies can no longer cancel policies when people get sick. Insurers must accept dependent coverage for children up to age 26. And their subsidized pools have been started for people with pre-existing conditions and who lost their insurance. So we found a statement to be half true. He's right that taxes are being collected in excess of the cost of the benefits right now, but he was wrong to imply that there are no benefits available.
So what rating did the truthometer give?
We gave him a half true on this one.
Okay. All right, we want to welcome Jacob Geiger to PolitiFact Virginia, to the Times-Dispatch, and to our partnership here on WCVE Public Radio. Jacob, welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, now you wrote about a statement by Governor Bob McDonnell that his job creation record is significantly better than his predecessor's, Tim Kaine's. What did you find there?
Well, the statement came from the State of the Commonwealth address that the governor delivered last week, and he said Virginia was third nationally in job creation during his time in office, up from 35th in 2009, which, of course, was the last year of Tim Kaine's term. But we found the governor didn't use numbers that account for a state's size. So we looked at the percentage of jobs gained and lost rather than the raw data. And we found the state really went from 14th in job creation during 2009 to 5th. So while there was an improvement from 2009 to 2010, it was not nearly as dramatic as suggested. Percentages provide a more accurate look at things. And as one source told us, 1,000 jobs in Idaho are more important than 1,000 jobs in Virginia because, obviously, a much larger population here in Virginia. And so while the performance still improved, the gap between the two periods is far narrower than the governor suggested, which led us to give the statement a half-true rating because while the governor accurately cited the job numbers he used, he didn't use figures that put the performance in the most accurate context.
So half-true again for that one.
Again, yes, a half-true rating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The truth-o-meter rules again. All right. Thanks to both Warren Fisk and Jacob Geiger at PolitiFact Virginia, a unit at the Times-Dispatch, WCVE Public Radio, the radio partner with PolitiFact Virginia. And we'll be talking most every Tuesday morning at this same time during Morning Edition. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you very much.
This is WCVE Public Radio.